You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Voices of Hope and Age Concern have teamed up to launch a campaign called Unite Against Loneliness, which works to tackle loneliness in Aotearoa. Loneliness is increasingly an issue that is being faced by many New Zealanders. This campaign is focused on raising awareness of this issue, which is particularly prevalent around Christmas time, but also now has a wider impact due to COVID-19. Unite Against Loneliness encourages people to write and send Christmas cards to be distributed to elderly members of the community. I spoke to Genevieve Mora, the co-founder of Voices of Hope, about the Unite Against Loneliness campaign and how you can get involved. Could you explain the Unite Against Loneliness campaign?
Definitely can. So Voices of Hope have launched a new campaign called Unite Against Loneliness, and it's all about bringing attention to the issue of your loneliness, especially around Christmas time. In New Zealand, we have a lot of people, both our youth actually and our older generation, struggling with loneliness and isolation. And due to COVID, that's only skyrocketed. So we're just wanting to create some sense of community around that.
So the campaign is also a collaboration between Voices of Hope and Age Concern. Why have these two groups teamed up?
Completely. So we were looking at what kind of issues arise over Christmas time, specifically around the holidays, and loneliness was something that we were very aware of. And so we looked at the groups that struggle with loneliness the most in New Zealand, and as I mentioned before, that's our youth, but also our older generation. And so Age Concern do amazing work with the elderly members of New Zealand, with supporting them through loneliness and a few other issues as well. And so we thought it would be a wonderful partnership, especially because they have distribution centres around centres around New Zealand. So we're getting people to send us Christmas cards that are then being sent off to the Age Concern centres to be distributed to members of the community. So it just seemed like a great partnership. We create video content at Voices of Hope, and so that's how we're kind of targeting our youth through video content, but then wanted to do something really tangible and something to put a smile on our older community's face.
How has COVID-19 impacted loneliness in New Zealand?
Yes, completely. So COVID has had a big impact on loneliness. Pre-COVID, 1 in 17 young people experienced prolonged loneliness, and that's jumped to 1 in 5 people between the age of 15 and 24. So that's a huge amount of our younger generation experiencing loneliness. And also with our elderly, almost half of those over 65 live alone. And I think with our older generation not having maybe as direct access to social media and technology, it's harder for them to stay in touch. And I was talking to my grandma, and, you know, growing up, she knew all their neighbours and they'd borrow sugar off each other, and we've kind of lost that sense of belonging and human connection with those around us.
I know a lot of people over lockdown got involved with Zoom and talking on FaceTime and talking over the phone, I suppose. Has that not necessarily had as much of an effect as perhaps we thought it did in the beginning?
I think connection with people, regardless of how it's done, is important. I think there's something really special with meeting face-to-face and talking to someone, you know, in a 3D light, not 2D over a screen. So I definitely think that's all been really positive stuff. But I think, as I said before, just kind of knowing your neighbours and meeting people for a coffee instead of giving them a phone call has been lost a bit.
Now, why is Christmas and the holiday period an important time for people to connect and hopefully, relieve some loneliness that people feel around this time?
I think definitely with COVID this year, there'll be a lot more people that are spending Christmas alone because perhaps their family can't reach them, or they are in a different environment, or, you know, away from their loved ones. And I think for many people, Christmas is a really happy and exciting time surrounded by family and community. But for those that are isolated and alone, it can really add to that feeling of being alone. So I think with it being a really, really happy time for many, I know a lot of people feel that they also have to put on a happy face, and that can be really hard to do when you're struggling.
And just finally, I wanted to ask how people can get involved with the Unite Against Loneliness campaign.
So people can get involved with Unite Against Loneliness by sending us a Christmas card to PO Box 90202, Victoria Street, West Auckland, 1142. And so we're asking people to handwrite a Christmas card because it's much more special that way, that will then be distributed to a member of our older generation here in New Zealand. So that's an amazing way for them to get involved. And for more information, they can head to our website, www.thevoicesofhope.org.
That was Voices of Hope co-founder Genevieve Mora speaking on the Unite Against Loneliness campaign. Voices of Hope is a mental health charity that aims to create and implement change for mental health whilst providing hope through voices of those with lived experience.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.